The kearney is at 29. What happened is just like on the DA.
That much information.
But the other caveat is that since the city can't give in to inspect rental houses, you don't know what the law is going to do. Well, I've heard stories there are some houses,
there's a couple majors coming in.
That are actually owned by people in China. And they're all totally rented by cities.
Well, yeah, but they can't one of their ways to control the students to cover it, but they don't want to move it anywhere they want to do it.
Michelle?
Welcome everybody here, and to acknowledge Commissioner Stacy McNabb, who is here for her first planning commission meeting, I believe.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Stacy. And our agenda tonight is fairly brief. The first thing on the agenda, which is customary, is the approval consideration of the minutes for the previous planning commission meeting, and that meeting was February 7th, 2017. Mark, you will not have an agenda item. So I'll call on our secretary at this point. Mr. Sullivan, to President, Ms.
Okay. Madam Recording Secretary, the minutes have been posted electronically on the city site and distributed in paper form to the members of the commission. Outside of the correction from Commissioner Hurd, do we have any additional corrections to the minutes?
No additional
questions. Okay. I move that the February 7th, bifocals, the February 7th commission meeting minutes as amended be approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Mr. Chairman, can I, at that meeting, I asked the question about could the commission meet in executive session? And there was a little bit of discussion about it. Since then, I got a letter, which you all should have a copy of it, from Bruce through Renee, basically showing the areas in which we could potentially meet to discuss something in executive session. And as I read this list, I really don't see anything that's applicable to us. So I would take from this letter, we really can't meet in executive session, because none of these topics apply to us.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner. I don't know that everybody had a chance to read the memo from Renee to which you're speaking about. But given your summary of the impact, I think we'll accept that as conclusive. Turning to our agenda, the next item is item number 3, review and consideration of amendments to Chapter 27, subdivisions, and 32, zoning, regarding means and property tax components. Now, I think we all received in our packet a planning and development department report dated March 24th, 2017.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good evening. I wish I had something a lot more exciting for you all tonight. But we are in the process of implementing some new computer software. So we've been discussing, you know, processes within the city and how we do various collection of fees and fines. And in discussing what happens when we have various liens on property with the Director of Finance, we thought that we needed to amend not just 27 and 32, but other sections of the code to clearly reflect that if we do have a lien on a property, that we can also collect that through the property tax billing. So the language that you see is basically just stating what we already have the authority to do under state code, just to reemphasize it within the city code. So what we're looking for is just a positive recommendation to go ahead and amend Chapter 27 and 32 when we do all the other sections that the Director of Finance feels we should be doing, just to make sure that we can collect any fees that are associated to the city. So that's pretty much the issue in a nutshell, unless you have any specific questions.
Thank you. Jean White, District 1. I do not have much to say, and it seems to me it's entirely appropriate that any money owed to the city should be paid to the city. But the thing, though, I thought this was already the case. For example, if a property tax wasn't paid, I thought it, and time enough went on, that it could be put a lien on the property until the time the property was paid or something. So I thought that was already the case. And this is just making it clear, as I think that you said, that something that the state code says the city can do that is already in the city's code, but hasn't this already been operated? Is there anything in here that hasn't been the case already? That's my first question to anybody.
Well, as I understand it, if you're correct, then you can always have a lien property actually on the property.
Yeah.
But this allows the city to attach with those liens any other items to the city.
Okay. And what would they be? Could you give me, I'm looking at
this. The penalties, fines, unpaid fees that are pending due and so forth, and anything, I guess it's financial in nature.
Okay.
To do with the city, by a resident of the city.
Okay.
If I can give you an example.
Yeah.
This isn't property taxes. Property taxes are due on the property, and we can go through sheriff's sale.
Okay.
This is if, for example, you have a high grass violation or a trash violation, and you got a fine. You didn't pay the fine, it doubles. Then it goes as a lien after 60 days. So now saying that lien can also be added to your tax bill. Currently, we just hold those liens, not putting it on the tax bill. Now we'll put on the tax bill. So if you have a mortgage, typically because mortgages cannot have liens against properties because of the banking laws, they will pay that out of the escrow of that account.
I see.
If it's paid in full, if your mortgage is paid in full and you don't have an escrow account, and that goes against the lien, the city would have the ability to take it to a sheriff's sale for an unpaid lien because that would be the same as the property.
Okay, account. So in all these cases, if it wasn't paid by the owner of the property, it eventually was a lien on the property if it went to sheriff's sale or if it was sold to somebody else.
Or if it was sold, okay. Yes. And then we would collect all liens due to the city. So this is just a method of if someone has a lot of liens building up on the property, we can then put it on the tax billing and try to collect it quicker.
What would be another example beside high grass? Do you have
I'm just saying that's a property maintenance issue. Yeah. If you had other violations against your property, if there was a reason the city had to go in there and remediate the property because it was in an unsafe condition. Like it caught on fire, you walked away from it, we had to go in there and secure the building, we had to pay a contractor to do that work, then we would lien the cost of that contractor against the property if it's unpaid.
And if it were a rental property, but obviously owned by some landlord or whatever, things that had to do with the property itself, by the upkeep of those who were living in there at that...
It's the responsibility of the property owner to maintain that property. So if a person does not maintain that rental property, we fine the tenant and the owner. If it goes unpaid, eventually goes a lien against the property. So it is ultimately the property owner's responsibility to pay any penalties against that property.
Okay, that explains it better to me. As I said, it made sense. And something like parking tickets, if it's a parking ticket and it's an owner of the parking tickets aren't included in that, I presume.
The parking tickets don't go against the property owner, it goes against the vehicle.
Oh, against the vehicle, okay.
Now, if the vehicle is illegally parked and we write them up for having an illegally parked vehicle on the property, then it would go against the property.
Okay, well, thank you for explaining that. I appreciate that.
Director Culver, does this also extend to unpaid utility bills? I walk away from my house in foreclosure. There's a water bill due, sewer bill due. Would that extend to this also?
It would also go against that, but they're not specifically in 27 and 32. So the commission is limited to looking at 27 and 32 for amendments. So those other sections of code will also be amended. So the same language will be added to several other sections of the code when this ordinance goes forward to City Council.
Thank you.
Other comments or discussion from any other commissioners? And to me, none. I'd like a motion to approval. After that.
I'll make a motion to approve the form of summary chapter. The recommendation in order to allow the city and the finance department to be consistent in the collection of obligations to the city. The planning and development department suggests that the planning commission recommend amendments to chapters 27 and 32 as described in the planning and development department report dated March 24, 2017. The above noted language will be added to the other chapters of the code as being necessary. necessary by the Finance Department.
Second, okay, moved and seconded that the recommendation before us be passed. All those in favor say aye.
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 A number of items. I understand that the final presentation of the rental report has been made to City Council. Can someone from planning make sure that the commissioners have a copy of that report?
We will forward along the report and the slideshow. I think that was the final draft of it, so then it will be now come an official report.
Okay, because Commissioner Snozick informed me earlier that we had seen an earlier version. I do recall that, but I don't remember what was adopted. It's been quite a long time.
Right now that we've done that presentation, we'll start working on the action items that were listed in the report for our consideration.
And I also noticed in the department's weekly reports that there is a staffer that regularly attends WMAPCO activity.
Yes.
For the Metropolitan Planning Agency. Can we have a presentation by that individual as to the status of current WMAPCO products and projects affecting the city of Newark?
If that's the desire of the commission, we could also ask WMAPCO to do the presentation.
You know, traffic is a topic that comes up regularly here. It's something we're all concerned about. But I just have no idea of traffic volumes on our streets. And I'm particularly interested in what's called throughput traffic. How many of the people on Cleveland Avenue, Delaware Avenue, Chapel Street are coming through Newark to get to someplace else as opposed to local traffic generation?
We'll certainly look into it and put on an upcoming agenda. You have your minute.
The idea was to bring to the table various stakeholders that are involved with parking in the city so that we can understand and make what their views are and what our views are, and we can just talk around the table without having a meeting of the commission. And therefore, we could have somebody from the university, we could
have somebody from the student population. You could have somebody from the development group, and so on. And there may be others, but certainly those three are kind of readily in mind. We have really never engaged them in conversation about fracking, except perhaps informally. And it seems to me that that continues to be a problem. And if we're ever going to resolve the fracking issue, we're going to have those people around the table to talk about what they are, to perhaps, you know, explore options that, that might, in fact, solve the problem. If we keep acting the way we are now, which is in isolation from those other very important forces, then we will not have an acceptable answer to whatever the parking issue may be now or in the future. So the idea was, and it seems to be, that wasn't the first time it was brought up, because it brought it up at the first parking commission meeting. And the second, sort of like the second Vatican Council, a lot of happens. And there seems to be quite a lot of agreement. I think we should be doing it, and I think the sooner we start, the sooner we're going to get some resolution about parking lots. I expect to say maybe.
Yeah. I agree, and I think we need to take the lead on this, because I know I've been in numerous city council meetings where the same sort of thing has been suggested. You know, why don't we get a group of people together? Why don't we get the university involved? And nothing seems to ever get off the dead center. So I think this commission can push it forward.
Well, if we want to do that, I would be happy to be involved at whatever level is appropriate.
Well, since we have fair amount of time left
it doesn't mean we have to use it.
Do we want to do the same thing, I'll say, large one among us, ideas of, Commissioner Atkinson, Commissioner Service stakeholders, we want to make a list and more or less, framework of this and try to go forward with it tonight in some fashion, or do we want to wait for these minutes to come out to perhaps clarify things more fully?
I think we need to have the minutes of the commission, or the report of the commission, or the group, or whatever it was called, so we can have something concrete to hold in our hands and reference back to, rather than just people's recollections of what happened.
I'm fine. You know, I mean, considering the issue's been with us for about 60 years, I'm going to carry that. So since that time to now, so another month or so, we'll change the world. There you go. And when did Paris come? The Bloodies must have crossed.
All right. Is there any other business that people are coming up this evening? Any other meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Not representing all of the new members.